Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A great deal has been written about the decline in the percentage of Americans who are living in a traditional nuclear family. It was many years ago that the famous psychologist Charles Murray pointed out that the shocking rate of illegitimate births is the most serious social and fiscal problem America faces, because it is the factor that drives everything else. When mothers have no husband or father of their children to provide for them, they turn to Big Brother government to give them the necessities of life. Even though the facts of this change in our society have been widely reported, almost nothing has been written about why it happened and who was responsible for it. This has brought about a tremendous demographic change in our American society and an enormous increase in our spending for the so-called welfare state. The nuclear family was based on families that supported themselves. They did not need government busybodies to tell them how to raise their children or to spend their money. Taxes were relatively low, and we produced a prosperous middle class that was the envy of the world. Those days seem to be gone. We now have a dramatic decline in the percentage of Americans who are living in traditional marriages, and we have 41% illegitimacy. These facts have been widely reported. But nobody asks or answers the question, who killed the American family? My new book, published by WorldNet Daily this month, answers that fundamental question. You may be surprised at the answer to the question, who killed the American family? The perpetrators of this murder are not just the gays who have gotten so much publicity. The true answer is like the plot in Agatha Christie's famous murder mystery, Murder on the Orient Express. I'll tell you more about this murder mystery tomorrow and who is really responsible for killing the traditional American family.
The American traditional family is under attack. Until now, no one has had the courage or wisdom to say who is responsible. In her new book, Who Killed the American Family?, Phyllis Schlafly exposes the culprits and their motivations. This is a truth we must not miss. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Hey, Hank Williams Jr., the singer of that intro song that we use here on the American Freedom Party Report. Hank Williams Jr., a patriot living in Paris, Tennessee. This is your host, James Kelso. We have just a few more minutes with our very special guest, Dr. Tom Sunick. We just had a call from New Mexico, and a caller in New Mexico. Tom Sunick is going to address your question here of the how the endless wars, largely fought really for Israeli interests, these wars are affecting the mass immigration of Muslims into Europe.
Yes, first I'd like to thank you, Jim, for a very pertinent question indeed. And I guess it's very funny and it's very bizarre, if I can put it that way, that nobody on the Hill several months ago raised his or her voice when Palestinian kids were blown to pieces by American-made Israeli bombs. So I guess it's just, it was not a big issue. We are not talking about 12 or 17 killed infants. We are talking about hundreds of them. So this is a good point you made, indeed. Having said that, let me make it perfectly clear. I don't think, like many of my white nationalist colleagues, or nationalist historical colleagues, academics, European academics, they simply use this as a straw man, the Palestinians. I have my own race, my own people, my own tribe, if I can put it somewhat colloquially, to worry about. I am, for that matter, much more concerned with the white flight from Albuquerque and with the diminishing income of white people in New Mexico, than with the fate and the loss of lives in Palestine, or for that matter in the Arab world. For that matter, I hope I'm not sounding too cynical. The Palestinians, they do have very rich and affluent neighbors in Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and I see those folks when they cruise on the big ships here, and when they go and hunt in Croatia. And I don't think we should worry about them, for that matter. Of course, we have to extend our sympathies for them. But this, again, proves my original point, Jim, that we are actually using, for that matter, not me, but the system politicians, be it in Washington, D.C. or in Brussels, they're using double standards. And I fully agree with you, once again, that we have to also think about what might happen with the offspring of those Palestinian families once they grow up. Do you expect them to grow into good Americans, into good Homo Americanus, and to behave in a decent, polite fashion? No, of course, you know. I'm trying sort of to read their mind. In fact, I did happen to work in Algeria. I was there for 3 months. I was studying the Arab culture pretty well, you know, with all their goods and bad sides as well. Of course, they might. I'm taking this as a wild guess. They might become a very dangerous species, and they might just get berserk and do some terrible things to all of us, which again brings me to my original point over and over again. We have to actually demolish this ideology. It's a dogma. It's even worse that it's a foolish mantra, a suicidal mantra of multiculturalism, which is basically multiracialism. This is dangerous both for the host nations and both for the incomers. Everybody expects some goodies to happen, to start shaping up on the horizon. It won't. And I'm very, very pessimistic about the future of Europe and, for that matter, future of the United States, unless we pull our forces together, unless, you know, folks, we start sticking together to white common cause, regardless whether you are of Spanish ancestry, Irish ancestry, Serbian ancestry, Croatianist. I don't care, folks. The moment has come. We have to stick together, regardless whether you live for the time being in the United States of America or, for that matter, in Europe. So, folks, we got to fight.
Great
on
question.
On a cultural level, of course.
Great question, Jim in New Mexico. Jim, thank you for finding the show at our new hour, which is 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, our new Sunday hour, every Sunday. Please tell your friends about the new hour, new time slot. I'm very very eager about this. And thank you to two other callers. We'll take two other calls, Tom, before we let you go.
Real briefly, because I'd like to. Yeah, I'll ask you. Yes, real briefly, yes. Go ahead.
We've got two callers, George in Baltimore and Chris in Colorado. George, you're next in Baltimore.
Thanks. Wanted to ask Dr. Sunik about the Zuerst magazine, Zuerst, in Germany. I know a few years ago they interviewed Dr. McDonald, and I'm always looking for, you know, a contact or a printed matter from the nationalist viewpoint in Europe, because they're few and far between. But what can you tell us about Zuerst? Can we contact them?
Yes, I'm also, by all means, drop me a line, sir. And I'd be happy to help you, because I do know the editor-in-chief very well. I was their guest. I had a speech over there. I gave myself an interview. Zuerst. Zuerst means literally in German, at first glance. It's a sort of a mildly, you know, keep in mind this is Germany. Folks do a great deal of self-censorship over there. But it's definitely on our side, and I'd be happy to send you a copy. You got my word on it. tom.sonic@gmail.com. It's Zuerst. You can have a look at it on a website. But if you need a hard copy, I can send it to you. It's a good journal. Again, given the circumstances, given the brainwashing in Europe that's been going on for 80 years, 70 years, no wonder that they have to use a lingo which is sometimes a little bit, you know, with tone down and so on. But it definitely carries the message of, you know, it has a strong point as far as strong stance against multiculturalism. Thank you for your question, sir. Indeed, you drop me a line. What's the next question? I'm sorry, Jamie, to interrupt you.
Oh, okay, well, I hate to leave George, who has such good questions. George, do you have one more question for Tom?
No, we're ready to rock and roll. Excellent show. Let's move on to the next caller.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I'll send you a Suez, please. Just drop me a line, sir.
Yes, sir.
Our next caller and our last caller before we have to sadly say goodbye to Tom Sunik is Chris in Colorado. Chris, come in.
Hi. Yeah. Just real quickly, I agree with the guest that you have. I don't believe that multiculturalism is feasible. It's a total failure. But I think what's even more of a failure is multi-religionism, or having a kind of a potpourri of religions within one border. And also, one more thing. I also have a problem with using the term pro-European, because even in Europe, there's many different countries with many different cultures, and I think people in France or people in Germany would probably call themselves French or German or Belgian before they would call themselves European. So I think it's even more specific than calling yourself American or European. It's too diluted. It has no meaning.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you very much. I'll answer to it very, very quickly. Let me just refer you to my piece that was published in Occidental Quarterly. It's on my website, www.tomsunik.com, on white identity and nationalist identity, where I'm specifically talking about those different identities. white identity is more or less that englobes us, encompasses all of us. But you're quite right. In Europe, you say first you're a Croat. You're not even a French. You're a Breton, because I was Breton. You are from Normandy. You're a German. Of course, you're a Danish. So folks are very specific about, under quotation, was tribal affiliations. You're quite right. Now, again, keep in mind there has been also a great deal of semantic, you know, distortions. And I read about this quite, I should say, almost scholarly, yes, with quite a few of footnotes about this thing about identity in Europe and the United States of America. And again, when we use the word multiculturalism, which is a misnomer, I prefer the word multiracialism, which exactly when it specifically targets the issue you're discussing about. So basically, yes, do look at those issues and do have a look at my pieces and send me a line further, sir, and I'll be happy to converse more about you online.
Tom, we're going to say goodbye, sadly. Thank you so much for being on our microphone.
Thank you all, folks, and I hope to see you in Texas. And I'm at your service, folks, if you are interested in some, especially young folks, students. I'd like to help them, you know, to demythologize a little bit this lies and all those mendacities they've heard from liberal media. Thank you, folks, very much.
Thank you, Tom. So long.
Sure. Bye-bye.
The headaches on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
We're back. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. I'm your host, James Kelso. We're in our new time slot. We just had the very good fortune of having as our guest Dr. Tom Sunick. And I'll tell you, folks, I am always amazed by these great intellectuals that our cause has attracted, like Dr. Tom Sunick. And I'll tell you why, if I were you, I'd join the American Freedom Party. It's because of these people. Dr. Kevin McDonald, for example, Tom Sunick's good friend. These folks are, in future times, they will be remembered as the giants. And I hate to embarrass these very, very modest people. All of them that I know are very modest. These giants will be remembered as having contributed mightily to the saving of our people. And I just feel just lucky to be a good friend of Tom Sunick's. A few years ago, I had the chance to travel with Tom across the country. He and I traveled as companions on a series of airplane flights around the United States. And that was a tremendous... we went all over to Louisiana and Texas and Montana, all over California. And anyway, we have our new time slot, which makes it possible to have interviews like this. And I am just so happy, so excited that we're able to do this now. I'll summarize for folks who are listening some of what Dr. Sunick talked about, and I'm going to tie it together with some other topics here. I was madly taking notes as Tom was talking, so we'll continue the themes that he opened up for the remaining 40 minutes of today's show. Those of you that have found today's show, like George in Baltimore, Chris in Colorado, Jim in New Mexico, I'm proud of you for finding the show. There wasn't much preliminary announcement about the time change. Last week on my Saturday show, I announced our move to this show time, Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So please spread the word if you can on websites, phone calls to your friends. We need to bring our audience, our Saturday audience, let them know. Some of them may have been a little disoriented yesterday when they heard, they didn't hear my voice. They heard another distinguished patriot speaking. But we didn't have sufficient time to let our audience know our change in schedule. If you want to call in, of course, we've got the call-in number. It's 800-313-9443. And now I'm referring to my notes here. I'm going to talk about some of the things that have happened in today's show so far. I'd like to tie in recent events surrounding Dr. David Duke at this time. Just before the show began, I got off the phone with Dr. Duke, and I was privileged to work with him on his next David Duke report, which we'll be talking about. Some great research that Dr. Duke has done on what you could call, what Jared Taylor called, the color of crime. And you're going to be very interested. You'll be able to read that on his website, davidduke.com. You can read it now, not the new Duke report, but you can read the research that David did concerning the fact that white people are under a racial assault. A multiracial assault. I like that term that Dr. Sunick prefers rather than multiculturalism. He says multiracialism, that's the word to use, because it brings the focus right on what's really happening. Dr. Duke documents that, he uses New York City as an example. In New York City, you're not going to, you know, this was an education for me. I think I'm a pretty well-informed white patriot. And yet I was stunned to read his research that in New York City, for example, this is typical of the rest of the country, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but an astonishingly high amount of crime, of shooting, is by non-whites. And an astonishing and equally astonishing amount of shooting is not by white people. in New York City, there's basically no shooting crime by white people in a city with where one-third of the population is white in New York City. There is an unbelievably large number of rapes of white women by black males. And the counter figure for rapes of blacks by whites is essentially the FBI statistics themselves actually listed as zero versus 37,000, I think, in 2001 of black on white rape. So anyway, this is I'm just bringing this to you as a the other stunning event is a great Duke report coming out, but David has been involved in a huge national blow-up of headlines surrounding Congressman Stephen Scalise. David's been on the O'Reilly Show. He's been on CNN. He told me yesterday that he's been on about 50 different interview shows. So he has reached millions of people with our Patriot message in the last few days after the Stephen Scalise story broke. And if you're not familiar with that, basically what happened is that Stephen Scalise, who is the Republican congressman, a Republican congressman from the Baton Rouge area of Louisiana, and the House Whip for the Republican Party in the House of Representatives, the third most important Republican position, Stephen Scalise was publicized as having attended a David Duke event in 2002 at the Landmark Hotel in New Orleans. And I talked last week a little bit about this. I was the organizer for David of the subsequent events in 2004 and 2005, the two events that followed that one. But this turned into a huge national story. David's been interviewed on it. The latest reporting is that Stephen Scalise is expected to survive and keep his seat in the House, keep his position as the Republican whip. But it's there have been all sorts of big stories featuring David Duke, and this is good for us. I mentioned to David, a basic principle of PR is that the only bad press is no press. And David has generated a tremendous amount of press, and that has caused millions of people to be familiarized for the first time with our message. And so this is great, good news. I just want to pass that along here on the radio and let folks, I'm sure you've been following it. If you turn your TV set on, it's pretty hard to miss the Stephen Scalise story. Another thing we mentioned at the beginning of the show, something I want to give you as an action item. We will be having an American Freedom Party event soon, tentatively scheduled for April. The reason you're going to want to attend this event is the speaker list, among other things. I'll get to that right after this break.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I started to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Thank you again, folks, for being the assiduous listeners who have found our new time slot. I appreciate your being here. Here in this live radio, you can tell it's live. You can hear me moving around my fabulous studio facility here in North Dakota. You can just imagine how many secretaries I have here and imagine the view out of my fourth floor window here. Out over North Dakota. No, wait a minute. I got that wrong. I'm in my basement, and I was just turning off the heater. It's cold up here in North Dakota. It's a wonderful place for patriots. I'll tell you what, if you are in need of a job, a good job, wherever you are in America, you can join a bunch of fellow patriots who have relocated to North Dakota because a job is waiting for you here in North Dakota. This is the only really hot job market in America, as far as I can tell. I was just talking with a patriot buddy in Texas about the question and about the job market in Texas, which he says is terrible. But I don't care what you do. I don't care what your profession is, your age, your gender. A job is waiting for you here in North Dakota, because there's such a big boom going on and such a unbelievable shortage of workers. So that every employer, pretty much every employer in North Dakota, is right now advertising for employees. And of course, that makes it a workers' market. The employers are having to bid up their wages in order to attract employees to their business rather than their competitors' business, or to, not even competitors, just other businesses, which are competing as competitors, in effect, for the limited number of employees available in North Dakota. Just give you an example. If you're a registered nurse, as soon as you get here, you're going to get a $10,000 bonus just for signing on. They're so desperate for nurses, and the employers here are desperate from everything, from A to Z, from agronomist to zoologist, blue collar, white collar, part-time, full-time. Anyway, please, and contact me. My phone number is 701-317-5317. You can call me anytime. Listen to the shows in archive. You can find my phone number there if you didn't have a chance to write it down. 701-317-5317. I'd love to talk with you about the Patriot move up to North Dakota that's going on. I have a bunch of friends who have done it, and they've all been very successful at relocating. More than they dreamed. In the half hour that we have remaining in the show, I've got much more than we can cover. I've got some great articles here on themes we talked about at the beginning of the show. Pegida, which is the very encouraging patriot movement going on in Europe right now. Let me go back to the German acronym here and mangle my pronunciation again. Patriotische, I know I got that one right. The patriotic Europäer, that is Europeans, gegen die, against the Islamisierung des Abendlandes, the Islamization of the West, Abendlandes. And this, Tom Sunik, our guest, was scheduled to speak at the event, the weekly event occurring in Dresden. At which last week 18,000 people showed up, and Tom really educated us about the fact that this Pegida is in fact something that is of patriot origin. The other phenomenon that he talked about, the huge story breaking out around Charlie Hebdo, or in French, Charlie Hebdo, a publication that I was not aware of this, is an establishment publication, but their offices were attacked by Islamic killers. 12 people were murdered, and all across Europe there are big rallies that have broken out to support in sympathy with those who were killed. And, of course, the establishment is trying to control these rallies, and Tom said they're trying the impossible. They're trying to somehow explain that multiracialism really hasn't failed, that something else went wrong, and that they're going to come up with some kind of patchwork fix for this. But I see these rallies and these large numbers of people. I don't think the people attending these rallies are necessarily, they are not establishment-oriented people. They're average people in Europe, and I think they're near the flashpoint that we're looking for in our European nations, that flashpoint of white protest against their own dispossession. Dr. Sunik gave us the astonishing numbers in France. There are 10 to 12 million non-Europeans now living in among the 70 million total population of France. That's a huge invasion. In Germany, I think the population is comparable. In Germany, a little larger, maybe pushing 80 million. There are 10 million non-Europeans in Germany. And these numbers are growing at spectacular rates. So our European cousins are experiencing the exact same sort of tidal wave of non-European immigration invasion that we are experiencing here in America, and that our kinsmen in Canada are experiencing, as the frequent guest on this microphone, Paul Fromm, makes so clear. Let me go to a couple of articles on the web. Let me invite you to go on the web to our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us, and you can join the party there. I was mentioning that we have an event coming up in April, tentatively scheduled, but the speaker list that's already been firmed up includes Dr. Kevin MacDonald. That's enough reason for me to get on an airplane and or get in my car to attend an event right there. Dr. Tom Sunick, William Johnson, the chairman of the American Freedom Party, Sam Dixon, a redoubtable giant in our cause. I think he's the only figure other than Jared Taylor who has spoken at every American Renaissance conference. He always closes those conferences with something that he often calls his benediction, a really eloquent final word to the conferences. American Freedom Party fellow director James Edwards and fellow radio host James Edwards is signed on as a speaker. So that alone right there is enough to get me to this event. I will, as soon as I know anything more detailed about the exact date and the place of this event, I will, of course, pass it along here on the show. Let me go to some web pages that I had lined up for you for today. Because there's some great articles on what we're doing. Here is the Wikipedia article on Pegida. Let me read this to you as something that I think will really encourage you. This is a German political movement based in Dresden. That's in the former German Democratic Republic, GDR, East Germany, Communist Germany. Since October 2014, it has been organizing public demonstrations aimed at the German government against what it considers to be the Islamization of the Western world. Just got a message here from the engineer. Let's see what he... Oh, we've got some other callers coming in. I should take those right away. I see a caller, Susie in Arkansas and Frank in Wyoming. Let's go to Susie first.
Can you hear me, Frank? Or Jamie?
Yes, I can, Susie. Oh, thank you so much for calling. By the way, how did you find our new time slot here? Did you just stumble upon us, or?
I'm a newcomer to at least your particular program.
Now, previously, this slot was occupied by the Spingola Show, correct?
I don't know. I don't usually get a chance to listen on Sunday afternoon.
Okay. But you're a newcomer. Well, thank you very much.
Right. I try to hear Parker in the morning, and so I'll make this as fast as I can.
Oh, well, let me do this. If you hang on, Susie, I apologize for a break. And
okay.
Frank, please hang on in Wyoming.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder. For a full body detox with 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
We're back, and we're live. This is the American Freedom Party Report, James Kelso speaking, a live program now every Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hold on 1 second, caller, let me just get my screen up here. That's Susie. Thank you, Susie. Forgive me, Susie in Arkansas. Hang on, Susie. We're going to be right back to you, and then we'll be going to Frank in Wyoming. I just want to mention, apropos of our current caller, Susie, who happened upon the show, the schedule at the republicbroadcasting.org website has not yet been updated, so you will still see the old schedule there. I'll see if I can't accelerate getting the schedule updated so that we can bring our old Saturday audience over here to the to this new Sunday slot. But I'd like to say hello to the Deanna Spingola audience, which is here now. In months past, the Deanna Spingola show has been on in this time slot. So I'm very pleased to say hello to Deanna's audience, and I hope you'll find this show an interesting one that you are going to want to add to your listening. I know you'll want to hear Deanna Spingola, who I think is going to Saturday to my old time slot. So my old audience has been being introduced to Deanna Spingola yesterday, and Deanna's audience has been introduced to our American Freedom Party show today. And I think that's a delightful. And I hope that both audiences listen to both shows. So let's go back to Susie in Arkansas. Go ahead, Susie.
First off, your previous guest was most informative. I really enjoyed him. And the question, I wanted to ask him a question, and maybe you can answer this. Why are people, even people I talk to here, they are so down on the Palestinians. I don't understand it. And they're saying, oh, the countries around them won't take them. Why, what is it that they have against these poor people? They're being treated horribly.
Forgive me, Susie. I was talking with the engineer.
You want me to repeat it?
Yeah, your question, please.
Okay. I was saying, why are the Palestinians being treated so abominably? And even, like I said, I've talked to people here that say, well, you know, nobody around there will take them. There must be something about them that they're so horrible. And so they don't think anything about these atrocities that are being done to these poor people.
Well, I'm going to address that. It's a very good question. I've been up to my eyeballs in that question, working as David Duke's right-hand man in Louisiana for years. And he has addressed the question more forthrightly than any other patriot writer. In fact, I remember getting David on a show in Louisiana, the Hesham Talawi show, which was a TV show. And I noticed that just before our show in our new schedule is, in fact, current issues with Hesham Talawi. David has addressed very well the dispossession of the Palestinians. They have truly been trampled upon by an Israeli invasion of their homeland, of their
absolutely
their farms. Everything was taken from them. They have been treated miserably, terribly, and this is a tremendous story. That they have just been kicked out of their own land, and they have courageously hung on. This is the big surprise for the Israelis. They did not expect any people to have the fortitude that they could take this kind of cramming into little, congested, horrible living conditions. And I think in the Gaza, for instance, I think Palestinians are the densest population on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And they live in miserable conditions. But they have hung on. They are tough, tough people, and this has been a big surprise for the Israelis. It's going to be a continuing surprise, I believe. I don't think that the resolve of the Palestinians will ever diminish. And so this is a very interesting predicament that the Israelis have put themselves into. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that on this show. Of course, the American Freedom Party is opposed to the Israeli dispossession of the Palestinian people, just as we are opposed to the dispossession of any people anywhere. Every people should have their own homelands. Their homelands should be sacred and untouched and uninvaded, and we support that for all peoples in the world.
And now they're trying to do it to the indigenous people down there in the Southwest.
Yeah. Well, Susie, thank you so much for joining our audience. I sure hope you're with us in future
I have
shows.
Your phone number, and I would like to call you, Jamie, and have a little conversation.
Oh, please do.
Thank you so much.
Susie. My honor. Thank you very much. Let's go to Frank in Wyoming.
Hello, Jamie. How are you?
Good, and I apologize, Frank. We're going to have just a couple minutes left before we hear that break music that cuts everything off. But fire me a quick question, and I want to thank you for calling.
Well, it's more of a statement, Jamie. Everything we're looking at, both in Europe and the United States, It's, you know, all the third worlders that are being brought in, the illegal aliens in the United States. It's all the product of a government that's staffed currently by traitors. And I'm afraid that there is no peaceful way of getting out from underneath this kind of tyranny. They are bent on sacrificing American men and women, their children, and our culture for their own desires, whatever they might be. And we can't vote our way out. We simply cannot. The Republican Party has just been given, you know, greater power than it's had in a long time.
Frank, many agree with you. Frank, you have make a tremendous point. I apologize for having to cut you off because of the, we're going to run out of time. I want to squeeze in an answer. Many people agree with you that this is not going to be able, we will not be able to resolve this peacefully. Many of patriots agree with you. Even Ron Paul, by the way, said that at a an event where I was standing right next to him when he said that, you know, if the ballot box fails, the next box is the cartridge box. Ron Paul said that, referring to our American Revolution, and we may have to have another American Revolution. But what we're doing with the American Freedom Party is we're heeding the admonition from Dr. Larry McDonald, who was the president of the John Birch Society before he was assassinated or killed on KAL-007. And that is that we've got four boxes. We've got a jury box, a ballot box, a soap box, and a cartridge box. And I put them in the wrong order there. The first one is the soap box. And they're to be used in that order, said Dr. McDonald. So we're using the soap box right here. We're using the ballot box with the American Freedom Party. And, of course, we're very cognizant of the fact, Frank, and we're very friendly with the many people who agree with you, that politics may fail. It may fail. But we're obligated to try it and to accomplish as much. By the way, with politics, Frank, we will get the message out. Even if politics fails, we will successfully get the message out to millions of people using even failed politics. So thank you so much for calling, Frank. It's great to have you in the audience. I can tell from your question that I'm going to want to get a lot more calls from you. I just apologize for running out of time here in the show. I think I expect to hear the music any minute. So thanks, Frank. And thank you, everybody, who managed to find the show here today in our new time slot, which is 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you again next Sunday in this time slot. The engineer just informed me that the schedule has been updated. That's how wonderful the staff here is at RBN, that the things get done right away, and we have a professional staff helping us as radio hosts in mighty ways that make this not just a radio station that you're listening to. You're listening to a radio network, and I urge you to support it, to help it out. Many radio efforts in the Patriot cause have failed in the last couple of years for lack of funding. So let's stop that attrition now and support the radio networks and stations that we do have and keep them broadcasting out messages like that of our special guest earlier today, Dr. Tom Sunick. I never got to read you the extraordinary articles I had lined up for today's show. The headlines out of Europe are wonderful. You're wonderful. It's great to have the privilege of broadcasting our message to you. See you next week.
Financial uncertainty.